Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast, one of Ireland's most listened to and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast, recorded almost every day from our studios at the White Sands in Portmarnock. And if you are out Portmarnock way, having a nice walk along the Strand, why not pop in and say hello? Pop into the Oasis Bar where you can get food, you can get drinks, and always a warm hospitality. Now, while I'm talking about Tomangos, I just want to let you know about a gig that is coming up in Tomangos on Saturday, the 8th of June. Mamma Mia, one of the world's top ABBA tribute bands, will be playing in Tomangos nightclub in the White Sands Hotel on the 8th of June. The doors open 8 p.m, so it's nice and early. So if you're not into the late nights, it's an early night. You'll be home before midnight, I'm sure. Tickets are only 15 quid plus booking, and you can buy them online right now, or just contact the White Sands Hotel. So that's Mamma Mia, one of the world's top ABBA tribute bands, playing Tomangos 8th of June. It's a Saturday night, 8 p.m. Tickets are online, available for 15 quid plus booking fee. Just ring the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock and make sure you get your tickets early, because it will sell out. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, it's been a while since we had a Jeremy rant, and this just came up as a conversation last week off air, where we were talking about, you know, airports. And my summer holidays this year are booked, and it's an early flight we're going on, and I will be in the airport for 5:30. And Adrian happened to say to me, "Oh, that's great. You'll be able to get to the bar. The bar is open at that time. You'll be able to start off the holidays by having a couple of drinks before you go on the plane." And I was disgusted. Now, those of you who listen to this podcast regularly, or who've been listening to me over the years, actually, this, and we're going to play a message in a moment, there's a belief there that I'm anti-drink. You know me. You know me years. You have been on the piss with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. You drink, yeah.
Yeah, I do drink, yeah.
You'd have like 2 and gone by 11. I'm joking. No, you do drink.
I do drink.
I wouldn't say you're a wild child, but yeah, you'd have a few.
No, I'm the type of person that could go for a month without drinking.
You know your limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, You wouldn't be going out drinking tonight.
The last time I was drunk was my staff Christmas party. So that was December. And that's the last time. Wow. That's the last time I was drunk.
Okay.
Not by choice. It just hasn't.
Yeah, well, young kids, it's.
Yeah, it hasn't come up. So I'm not anti-drink. You know, I work in nightclubs, mm-hmm. I work in bars, I'm around drink all the time. I am not anti-drink. Mm-hmm. However, I was disgusted. And it's something that always does disgust me, is when you go into the airport at like 6 o'clock in the morning for flight, and people are in the bar, and they have the pints in front of them. They're taking the photograph for Instagram of the 2 passports and the pints. And I just find it disgusting, the thoughts of drinking alcohol at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're an awful nosy shite, aren't you?
Oh, here we go.
But why is it your business? I personally find it disgusting when the scummeth of the earth do drink it.
No, no.
I see
you put up a post on my under the topic saying that I think it's working class. I don't actually think that.
Well, then why did you say it?
And I tell you why. I tell you why, because one of my mates who we used to work with, who is, you know your man, no, I can't, don't mention his name, the rugby fella. Hey, how's it going? All right. We used to work on him.
Do you love it? That one? Oh, no, that's not.
No, not him. Oh, God, no. You know what he'd be drinking. no. Anyway, myself and Katie and Adrian have an ex-work colleague who's very, very posh.
I really want to know who he is.
Real Leinster.
Yes. Yeah.
He put up a photograph last week.
What is this man's purpose in life? Adrian spent a year asking that when we first met him.
Yeah, he put up a photograph there recently in the bar at like 6 o'clock having pints of that. So it's not a class thing.
No.
But I have to be honest with you, I would question people who would
enjoy
drink
themselves.
Who would drink at that hour of the morning. I just find it, and I know people say it's the start of my holiday as soon as
I find it more insulting than nosy Norris, who can't just mind his own business and stick to his cup of green tea.
But sure, if everybody was minding their own business, we wouldn't have a podcast.
No, but like, it's none of your business.
We wouldn't have
really
a podcast.
Really apathetic.
It kind of is when you're on the same flight.
Well, not really. If they're pissed, if they're pissed and they're causing trouble, then yes.
Okay, 100%. Here's my 2 issues, and then I'll hand it over to you guys to give your opinion. You can disagree with me if you want. You can agree with me if you want. Here's my 2 issues. The first issue is, drink at 6 o'clock in the morning does not go.
In your opinion.
Oh, yeah.
In your
opinion. Well, it's opinions matter, yeah. So,
yeah.
Drink at 6 o'clock in the morning does not go, okay? And I would question, is somebody that much of a slave to the booze that they have to, the first thing they have to do when they check in? I mean, when my thing is when I go to the airport, this is regardless of whether I have the kids with me.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to London with the missus there a while back, mm-hmm. it was an early flight. We checked in the bags and the first thing we did was went to the smoothie bar and got a smoothie each mm-hmm. and then sat down. And the last thing on my mind was, let's have beer at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, I know,
I've never seen you drink alcohol that early in the morning.
Jeremy, do you know what you should do? You should just go out and get fucking locked. Shouldn't you, Adrian? Adrian, I'd love to go on the fucking piss with you sometime. I say, you're a great crack. Fucking, no, but that's an idea. I'd say, we should just take Jeremy out to his local or something like that. Yeah. I'd just get a truckload of points, a load of Jager bombs, go into town afterwards, get fucking trolleyed. Jeremy jumping around a nightclub, swinging his top off. Go home, get a kebab, and wake up the next day and say, that was fucking great. Before you say it, I don't have a problem with the drink. I fucking love it.
Clearly you don't, Dave, you have a problem with the drink. Again, you're getting me completely wrong. I'm not anti-drink. I've had many a good night out drinking. I just don't think 6 o'clock in the morning is the right time to have drink. And as I said, when I see it in the airport, I just think, that is pathetic. How pathetic are you? Are you all alcoholics?
Okay, all I want you to just answer me this question just before we go to the first caller, okay? So we have, on the line there, we have Elaine ready to go, okay?
Oh, really? You wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten to it yet. But answer me something, genuinely, and I'm not being smart. But genuinely, if somebody is having a drink and they're not drunk or causing any harm, why does it disgust you? What business is it of yours?
Well, in the same way, if you saw a kid outside Spar in a pram, 2 years of age, drinking a can of Fanta, that would disgust you.
Oh, no, come on. There's a different handing a baby a can of something.
But it doesn't affect you in any way. No, the point I'm trying to make is, you're working on this type of show long enough to know that...
Oh, thanks, Jeremy. That
people often get disgusted by things that don't affect them, obviously. Yeah?
You're a bit of a wet wipe, aren't you? Like, you're a melt. You are actually a melt.
Okay,
you're the kind of little greasy old man sitting there going, oh yeah, look at him having a drink. Oh, he's disgusting. Okay. I have to get out of here. Gavin.
So let's see if we can have a mature debate without calling people greasy old men. Elaine, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Granny, do you disagree with me? Am I going way out here?
Yeah, you're going way out.
Would you be the type of person that would be in a bar in the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
See, I think that's pathetic.
Why? You only live once. I work hard enough to pay the money to go on my holidays. Why can't I have a few pints in the airport before I get on the plane?
Well, no, you can. I just don't. I don't like it. I don't think the pub should be open that early in the morning.
That's how they make their money. They don't get pissed. I never done it when my kids were young. So it's only me and my husband going on holidays now because my kids are grown up. We go. We check in our bags. We go up. We have walk around the duty free. We go up, we have a couple of pints, we walk down to our gate, and we don't drink on the airplane. We literally get on the plane, and that's it.
That is absolutely disgusting. That is disgusting.
She's taking
How
the piss
dare
out of me. She's
you
actually
try and
it.
Enjoy yourself going on a holiday that you worked hard to pay for. That is disgusting.
No,
get
you
off
can
the line, caller.
No, Elaine, you can enjoy yourself. So what would be the earliest you've ever had a drink at Dublin Airport?
Tomorrow
at
4 o'clock.
Oh,
good
no.
Woman.
Really?
Good woman.
And you know what? I'll be doing it on the 1st of June as well.
Jeez, I hope that's not the date I'm flying out. So you're checking in a while. You're flying away. What day? The 1st of June, is it?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm gonna pop.
Yeah. It's a Saturday.
And you are going to be in the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, my flight's at 6:30, so I'll get to the airport at about 4:30. And go through the security, have a little walk around duty free, and then up for a pint before I get on the plane.
Once the bags are dropped off, you'll get them on the other side, you're on your holidays. You don't have to drive, you don't have to think about anything. You're just in holiday mode, switch off, relax, enjoy. And if Nosy Norris here can't mind his own business, that's his problem, not yours.
Oh, that's all, I'm Nosy Norris. I'm not going up to people, by the way, in the airport and saying, mind the way, why have you got a drink?
Yeah, but you're sitting there sipping your green tea, looking at people through
gritted teeth
like a loser.
I haven't drank green tea in years. I don't know what I just think that is ridiculous.
But I think I get your point if people are causing trouble. But if they're minding their own business and not causing trouble, then why do you want to know?
I don't think anybody should be getting on the flight with alcohol in their system anyway, but that's another day. That's another day's work. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
Oh yeah, Ger, I kind of agree with you, right? My holiday doesn't begin until I get to my destination, right? The most uncomfortable part of the fucking journey is sitting on a metal tube for fucking hours, moving and trying to get comfortable. The last plane I was on was the most fucking horrible fucking experience. So I booked a C seat, so I could sit on the outside and just kind of stretch my legs out every now and then. And a couple got in beside me around my age group, chatting away to them, dead sound. I tell they had a couple of drinks already, right? They smell it off. Then he proceeded to keep on drinking. We're going to Lanzarote, 4-hour flight. Within the first hour, he asked me to move 6 times, right? Because he wanted to go to the toilet. So in the end, I said, look, move me into the fucking window seat, right? So I moved into the window seat, chatting away with them the whole flight. They were dead sound. Well, she joked, the girl, and said, I have the bladder the size of a peanut. And I said, well, why the fuck
are you
putting yourself in this position? You know how many times I went to the toilet? She counted it for the crack. 16 times on the flight, pouring a fella. And I was just like, I have no problem with people drinking in the airport. It doesn't affect me. Well, as long as it doesn't affect my experience. But when it starts impeding on my experience, I booked a certain seat.
Yeah, 100%.
And then all of a sudden I was going, for fuck's sake, lads. Jesus Christ almighty. I think, as I walk at the airport and I walk around the cabin crew, and their biggest gripe is, it's not fucking children.
Yeah.
It's pissed up fucking adults who lose their run themselves.
But I don't think anybody would disagree with
on
that.
On a transatlantic. And I personally think, you know when you check in online and you get your boarding pass electronically?
Yeah.
There should be a thing in the airport where you scan for a point, like you do when you go into duty free, and your limit should be 2 or 3 points.
Oh, well, let's put that to Elaine. Elaine, should you have your drink limited at the airport?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't agree with people getting fucking hammered in the airport and getting on a flight and causing problems and stuff like that. That's not on. You go have a couple of pints if you're not drunk, get on your flight, have your sleep, have your sandwich or whatever, but don't cause any problems. And I'd never do that, and I never have done it.
Okay. Oh yeah, I don't think anybody would say that it's okay for people to be, you know, impeding on other people's journeys and wrecking their day and wrecking their flight and stuff. Nobody's going to say that. But I think, Jeremy, you're the other extreme where you're like, all out, no.
No, all I'm saying, lads, is...
Would you like to see it banned?
No, I said the bar should open at about 12 o'clock. So any
flight... So yes, you would like to see early morning flights banned or drinks banned.
I don't think the bar should be opening.
Yes, you'd like to see early flight early drinks at the airport.
Yes,
back.
Yes.
Okay.
12 o'clock. Eddie, would you agree with that?
Yeah. Again, it's how do you make the money, like these low-cost airlines, but it's how do you make the money because you sell drink on the plane. I've no problem...
Sorry, I have to ask Jeremy.
There's always people that just take the piss and ruin it for everyone.
Sorry,
you know what I mean?
Just have to ask Jeremy. So this is about going on the plane drunk. So why is it okay to do it in the evening?
I didn't say that. You asked me. No.
I'm asking. You're saying it should be closed till 12. But if the issue is that people are causing trouble on the flight, they can do that in the evening.
That's not just my issue. I didn't say that was me. If you really rewind,
we've all been in airports where we've seen families with kids in the pub, and the father's drinking at 6 a.m. in front of the kids.
Yeah,
I just don't think that's right.
I wouldn't be drinking in the morning. Like, imagine if there was an emergency and you had to try and help your child or something. Fair enough.
Here's Katie backtracking now.
It's not backtracking.
I was on another flight to Bristol there last month, and there was a lot of rugby lads on it. And as soon as I got on, I went, this is going to be a nightmare. And it's only a 50-minute flight, and the queue was so long for the toilet. There was people stood up for the whole flight. And the girls couldn't even come down with the trolley, you know, because the oils are so small. And I was just like, fucking hell, why do people put themselves in this situation?
So do you think I'm going too far by...
Yeah. I mean, don't be a killjoy. Everyone's different. Like, some people's holiday begins when they get in the airport. I find it the most stressful part of travelling. Mine begins when I put my bags down, I get to my destination, and then I'll let my hair down as good as anyone else. I'm not a fucking killjoy, but
I'd rather be sitting in the airport looking at somebody having a good time and a few drinks rather than someone sitting there with a big sourpuss on his face bringing the tone down for everybody like Jeremy.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
Big judgmental Joe over there. I'd rather be looking at people and have fun.
Eddie, do you believe that 6 o'clock or, well, sorry, 4 o'clock in the morning is the right time to be starting your drinking at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No, for me, I get more joy out of a cup of tea. You know, I wouldn't be able to have a pint at 6 a.m, and I love a jar, but I wouldn't be able to have a pint at 6 a.m. It just wouldn't go down.
So
no
would
way.
You judge? Would you judge people for who do sit there? Like, if you saw a group of people there...
No, not at all. Not at all. They're on holiday, but I'd like them to drink in a responsible manner and not get on the plane and sit beside me and ruin my experience.
I think anybody would agree with that.
I would judge them if they were with their kids and they were in the pub at 6 a.m. I would judge them. I'll be going, that's not a good example.
Yeah, it's I think that's a tough one, because if there's an emergency, then I suppose you have to be able to help your kids and stuff like that. And if you're drunk, now the only thing is about I'd rather drink, if I was going to do it, I'd rather drink before I get on the flight, because I think when you drink on the flight, I think because of the air pressure, it actually hits you differently. I think you're more likely to get very, very drunk while you're in the air. I could be wrong on that, am I, Jeremy?
I don't know. How would it?
It does hit you more.
Jeremy's saying he's disgusted. What a strong word to use for somebody having a drink that doesn't. If they're not impeding on his life, then, or on his journey, then I don't understand why he would have an issue with it. It's just pure fucking nosiness.
I just think it's a bit pathetic that you have to have a drink.
But
at 4 o'clock
I think
in the
it's
morning.
Pathetic that you're judging people. But I mean, like, why is your life really that sad? That you have to actually.
Sure,
make...
Katie, we all get judged every day as soon as we walk outside the front door.
How sad must one's life be that you judge people who are on holidays for having a few drinks? I just can't understand the mentality. I really can't.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second, because Jess, you are on my side, are you?
I actually am, for once. How very rare does that happen? No, stop. Me and the other half are going to Manchester in a couple of weeks. And I swear to God, if we go to Dublin Airport and we sit down and have a breakfast and she starts ordering a pint, I'm telling her, you can book a different plane. I'm not sitting beside you. You can book a different plane.
Wow, that's kind of controlling and weird.
Not really. So I just don't. I can either argue with her on the plane, or she can get a different plane. It's one or the other.
Wow. She can get a different plane. That's your partner you're talking about. I have to be honest, there's a red flag in that for me, Jess.
What's the red flag?
I just don't understand.
Katie, why can people not wait till people get to their destination?
Thank you.
Then go.
Yes, thank you.
You can wait an hour to get to Spain or wherever
absolutely,
you're going.
Absolutely, absolutely. But if somebody doesn't want to wait and they want to have a beer and it's not affecting you, then why?
It's a bit borderline alcoholic. If it's 4 o'clock in the morning, give me a Guinness.
If it's 4 o'clock in the morning every morning, you're waking up wanting a Guinness on a normal day, then yeah, you have a problem. Going on your holidays and doing it for a week or two, or wanting to do even one day, one early.
But that's just excusing it. That's like, oh, it's only my holidays.
Excusing what? Having fun.
It starts at the holidays, and then before you know it, you're probably always drinking at 4 a.m.
Stop. Sure. Like, okay, you go out in your bikini on your holidays. Are you going to go walking down the main street in Dublin City, O'Connor Street, in a bikini? That's a ridiculous comment. You do it on your holidays. If that's the case, should we all be wearing our bikinis walking around? Because sure, we did it on our holidays. That's ridiculous. What you do on your holidays and you do at home are two very different things.
No, I think it's borderline alcoholic. Like, hey, that's sad. That's 4 o'clock in the morning. You need a pint.
You actually wouldn't get on a flight with your other half if she was having a drink. You'd tell her to get another flight.
No, because I'd actually be that angry. I'd be like, right, I'll either fight with you on the plane, or I don't want to look at you.
So you feel the same way as I do when you see these people in the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sad, pathetic, is it?
It's like, I know you said it's something to do with class, but it is classless. It's actually vile. Like, are you that low that you need a drink before you get on a plane? If you're that,
or maybe you're that happy that you want to have a drink. Like, regardless of why they're doing it,
get a boat.
Okay, regardless of why they're doing it. Whether they're high, low, anything, if they want to have a drink and they're not bothering you, why would it bother you?
Because I just think it looks classless and trashy. Just wait till you get to your destination. You've waited this long after booking it and paying for it. You can wait a little bit longer to land off the plane.
I don't know which to go at here, so many things.
No, it's the same as people who get pissed before going to a gig. You've spent £80 on a ticket for a gig and then you're so drunk you can't even remember what the gig was like.
But if they're not bothering you, if that's what they want to do, then mind your own business. They're not affecting your life. Get on with it. Enjoy your own holiday and get your face out of everybody else's.
Stay there for a second, Jess. Jess is after annoying some of you. If you want to get in on this, send us a WhatsApp now, or you can send us a voice note if you can't talk on the air. That WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Here is Liam.
Folks, I'll tell you one thing. If I said to this lady of mine, you're not having a drink before we get on the plane, that'd be more than another plane I would need. That'd be an ambulance.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Can I just ask Jess a question?
Yeah, you can, because I want to read out that message in a sec. Jesus Christ.
I know, I saw that there. Fucking hell. Jesus, or sorry, Jess, not Jesus, Jess. Does your partner not hold her? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why you would say to your partner, if you have a drink, you can go on a different plane. Because I just find it, to be honest, I find it a little bit red flaggy that you would even think of speaking to your partner that way. Unless, can she not handle a drink?
Sorry, that's no different than you saying to your husband, if you go to a strip club, don't come home to me tonight. It's the exact same thing.
Telling somebody don't have a drink, and instead of don't go and look at women dancing with their boobs in your face.
It's the same thing. Hang on,
I'm just asking, does she have an issue holding her drink?
Yeah, I think she's a lightweight. She wouldn't say she's a lightweight, but I know she's a lightweight.
Well, everything is circumstantial. If someone can hold their drink, then there's no problem. If it's the case where somebody has one drink and they're going to be annoying everybody, that's a very different story we're talking about.
Jess doesn't want her holiday ruined by someone being drunk on the flight.
Nobody wants their holiday ruined by somebody being drunk on the flight.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You're about to go to Paris, right? You're about to go to Paris with your family, right? And you see someone in the bar, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning. They're already after having two empty Guinnesses. You can see the empty pints, right? They're having two Guinnesses. Then you get on the plane and they start drinking more. Then you finally land in the airport and you can tell that they're sloshed, they're rowdy, they're this and the other. Are you going to tell me that it's okay because, well, they were fine in the airport and they were fine on the plane?
I think if somebody can go and be responsible, and the majority of flights, I don't think I've ever seen trouble, and I don't like flying, but I've done it numerous times. I've never seen somebody who's disrupted a flight. I know it happens, but in more cases than not, people know how to behave themselves. Jess, they're going on holidays, they want a good time.
Yeah, but to me it's just asking for trouble. Having the bars open at stupid o'clock in the morning, and then you have the flight attendant.
So you close it because other people can't behave themselves. So you take it away.
Did you not see what happened? Did you not see what happened at the portal? We clearly can't behave ourselves.
I get your point. I do get your point, Jess, and I do get where you're coming from. But I don't think it's fair to punish everybody and nanny state.
Okay, so stay there for a second, Jess, because this message that just came in kind of proves the point that I'm trying to make. Have a listen to this message, guys. Well, you're dissing what happened?
No, I know.
Guys, I love today's topic. Wait until you hear this. I was coming back last month from a flight from Lanza. And opposite us, there were two parents, absolute scumbags. Halfway through the flight, they were pissed. They were even pissed before they even got on the flight. And they got so abusive that the two kids with them, who were about 4 and 6, the mother actually got sick. And the father got abusive to another passenger. The two poor kids were terrified. One of the cabin crew had to look after them for the rest of the flight. It was disgusting.
I'm sorry. I can't even take that message in the context of this conversation because...
Well, of course you can.
No, I can't because...
Because they must have been drinking before they got on the flight.
I knew this was going to happen, that you'd see a text like this and you'd grab onto it. Nobody is saying it's okay getting sick in front of your kids. Even on a flight, off a flight, that's not okay. But it is irrelevant to the conversation because in my mind, the conversation is having a few drinks.
A member of cabin crew... Having to, and that proves the point, doesn't it, Jess? A member of cabin crew having to look after the two children for the rest of the flight. That's disgusting.
And it's because the bars are open at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the problem.
But Jess, you could have the bars open at 2 o'clock, be getting on a flight at 4, and you could end up in the air with disruption at 6.
Stay there for a second, Jess. Lorraine, what do you want to say on this?
Deal. If you have one or two points before the flight, and you get onto the plane and you're bothering absolutely nobody.
Because why would you want to?
Too much judgmental people on the planet.
Why would you want drinks at 4 o'clock in the morning? That's nonsense.
Why not? I'm a mother of three. Now, I wouldn't do it with my kids. If I was in the airport and I was gone,
you wouldn't be able to relax with kids doing it. There's no way.
No. If I was going away on my own, me and my partner were going away and we were kid-free for, say, the first time, and I haven't been away since I've had my youngest, he's now 4, and I'm looking to go away at the end of the year, I will be having a pint before I go. I haven't been away from my kids in 4 years. I will be sitting in the
100%,
airport.
100%, yeah.
And I will send a picture to you, Jeremy, sitting there with my pint, with my passport.
No, he'll get sick. He'll get sick onto his three-piece suit that he's wearing for breakfast.
But if I get onto the plane and I'm bothering absolutely nobody, I sit there and I'm on my own. I'm sitting there.
Why do you need to have a drink? Why do you need to have a drink at 4 o'clock in the morning?
If you're not annoying anyone.
Because I haven't, as I said, I'm a mother of three.
Yeah, so
I don't
what?
Get away from
so
my
what? What does that have to do with anything?
You're quite a hasty little man, Jeremy, aren't you?
You asked me why I wanted to have a pint at that hour of the morning before I go away.
Yeah.
Because I don't get away.
Okay,
I'm a full-time mother.
Lorraine, here's the thing.
Why does it bother you?
Here's the thing. You don't even need to justify that with an answer. You don't have to explain to Jeremy what you want to drink.
Okay, Jess, Lorraine wants to have drinks because she's a busy mother the rest of the year.
Okay, you're a busy father. Does that mean that you should be able to drink out 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you could if you wanted.
He's not a stay-at-home dad. He's not a stay-at-home dad like I am. I'm a stay-at-home mother. I do not get away from my kids. I have not been away from my kids in 4 years.
But that doesn't mean that you need to get plastered at 2 o'clock.
I didn't say get plastered. I never once. When did I use the word plastered?
Yeah, Jess, she never said the word plastered. See, that's you pulling it out of the air because that's what you're...
I said I'd have 1 or 2 pints before I left.
Yeah, well, no one can ever have just one. It always goes to two.
Well, Lorraine is telling you she can.
Well then, sorry, what's the point in just having one, Lorraine? What is the point of one drink?
She wants to have one. What business is it of yours?
When I get to the airport, I want to relax when I get...
Oh, God.
But I want to relax when I get to the airport. Why is it bothering you two so much if I didn't have a pint?
You're going to relax when you get to your destination.
But I want to relax at Dublin Airport. I want to relax. You're not paying for my pint. You're not paying for my flight. I am paying for it myself. I want to have a pint or two, which I am entitled to, and I can have one or two and get onto the plane and not bothering anybody. It's the same as you sit and have a cup of fucking tea. You're not bothering anybody on the plane.
Not really, because a cup of tea isn't going to get me plastered. And
oh, neither is one or two beers, Jess. Come on.
What say if you have 4 or 5 cups of tea before you go and you're up and down to the toilet?
Yeah, that's not going to be inhibiting anyone, is it? I'm not going to be slurring my words like, how he is.
But either will I if I have 1 or 2 pints.
I mean, you can tell me that all you want. Like, I don't believe you.
I can't believe what I'm... I can't believe... Jess, do you drink?
So why, hold on, Jess. Can I ask you a question?
Oh,
why don't you believe 1 or 2 pints?
This is
can
crazy.
I ask why you... Why don't you believe I can have...
Because I don't believe it. We're Irish.
Oh, Jesus, I can't. I can't. I can't deal with this conversation.
I can't. Well, because we're all Irish. We're all a bunch of alcoholics.
No, the point is, Lorraine, the point I made, Lorraine, is you're literally having one drink. What is the point in it?
Because she wants to have one drink. What business is it yours?
What'd you say, Jess?
I said, then relax at your destination. This just proves the stereotype that we're alcoholics because you clearly need to have a drink.
You can't tell, Jesus. No, it's not. I might go to the airport because I have a drink at 4.
We have brought the desk down a few players. Jesus Christ.
What am I listening to?
We're all a bunch of alcoholics. The Irish are alcoholics.
Clearly. Because you feel the need to have a drink at 4 a.m.
Lorraine.
Tell me that's not
Lorraine.
Lorraine. Right, listen to me. I don't drink with my kids. My kids, I have my kids with me full time, right? Am I not entitled to sit in an airport when my kids are nowhere near me and I know they're well taken care of and have a pint before I get in an airplane?
Listen, Lorraine, if I give you the number for a good AA meeting, will you attend?
Jess isn't...
The conversation's going to get silly. I'm going to play into silly. Lorraine, we go to an AA meeting.
Oh, shut up. Seriously.
Don't you tell me to shut up. This is ridiculous. Oh, we're Irish. We can't only have one. Don't
I'm sure, Jess,
for
you, Jess, you were not suggesting that Lorraine is an alcoholic, are you?
That's
not...
Like I said, it's borderline. Let me finish my point here, right? Let me finish.
Yeah, go on.
And Jeremy, you'll agree with me on this. If you wouldn't have a cocktail or a pint or a glass of wine or a bottle of wine at 4 o'clock in the morning at home, why is it suddenly okay at the airport? If you wouldn't do it at home, why would you do it at the airport? It doesn't make sense to me.
Because I'm asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning at home. I am asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning at home.
No, but if you want, I
have my kids at 4 o'clock in the morning at home.
Yeah, well,
I don't have them looking at me.
Why does the environment have to change?
Because home at 4 o'clock in the morning, I have my kids. When
do you
I'm
know what,
airport,
Jess?
My mother will have my kids and they're well taken care of. I don't have to worry about if I have drink on me.
Yeah, you can relax.
Kids.
But I have to say, listening to Jess and Jeremy, it sounds today like I would rather get a smear test from Edward Scissorhands than go on holidays with the two of them. Could you imagine?
No. Okay, hang on. No, nobody is listening to what Jess is saying. What Jess is saying is, yes, it's fine once you get on holidays.
And if you have a drink in the airport, you are borderline alcoholic. That's what she said. That's the part that I really can't fathom. I'm like, whoa, holy mother. Did she just say that? Jess, you really cannot believe that. Please tell me you really do not believe that.
I do think it's borderline alcoholic. I just don't understand it. Like, when I'm up at 4 o'clock, if I was up in the airport at 4 or 5 in the morning, the last thing I'm thinking is, oh yeah, give us a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, in the same way, if I called around to Katie tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock in the morning if I called around to you tomorrow morning, Katie, at 4 o'clock,
close the door in your face and call
and
Garrick.
I said, I have a bottle of wine here. Do you want to have a bottle of wine together? Would you have it with me at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No, but I wouldn't be on my holidays. If I was on my holidays, I'd be in holiday mode. Nothing else matters. Nothing in the world matters. When you're on holiday mode, your whole routine, that's the whole point of a holiday, the mundanity of life, goes out the window. And if that means having a beer to loosen yourself up and getting this holiday spirit, then go right ahead. Once you're not annoying me or impeding on my holiday, I don't care what you do.
A message here says, Jess, you were a controlling girlfriend. Your girlfriend should get rid of you straight away. What do you make of that?
Well, like I said, she's a lightweight. One sniff of drink and she's pissed. So what am I meant to do? Just let her get lashed at 6 o'clock in the morning.
To be fair, if you're saying that you know 100% that even one drink would cause problems, that's different. But she doesn't account for everybody. Most people can have a couple of beers and be absolutely fine.
No, because like I said, have you seen in town on a Saturday night? We clearly don't know how to have one drink. It always turns into five or seven, and before you know it, you're puking up everywhere.
Don't go away. In a moment, Kevin. Is he happy or is he not happy?
I don't know.
Have you not spoken to him?
No, I just put him okay, on. He wants to go on.
We will talk to Kevin and say, you could be talking about anything.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
Could be talking about scratch cards.
I'm sorry, I didn't screen him.
Yeah.
Could be talking about Ezra Scissorhands.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Kevin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm still a bit of a child. I get excited the night before I go on holiday and I don't really sleep. So I'll go to the airport, I'll have two beers and I sleep the whole flight. What's wrong with that?
You're disgusting.
No, should we stop putting words in your mouth?
No, I should be locked up.
I didn't put words in your mouth. The exact word used at the start is, I'm disgusting.
I think that's pathetic that you'd be drinking at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And the whole... The fact that it bothers you so much is pathetic. It has nothing to do with you. It doesn't bother you at all. You don't witness it because you're not in the bar.
But no, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to go into the bar and slap the point of your hand and say, how dare you. That's not going to...
No, you're just going to sit there and look through your judgmental little face at people who are trying
you've been sitting here for so long talking about how pathetic it is. Yeah, it doesn't bother you.
Okay, but it does, but no, it bothers me that you would be that sad. I mean, that's what you were saying as well, Jess, wasn't it? That it's sad that you'd need drinks at that hour of the day.
Like, I don't care if people are in holiday mode. If you're there thinking, oh, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, give us a pint. Sorry, that's a bit of a red flag.
And actually, hang on, Jess. You're the one there sitting there calling people an alcoholic, right?
I said
you're the one that just said you said you couldn't just have one or two. You were saying, well, Irish, we can't just have one or two. Of course we can. I can. Katie said there she could have a glass of wine.
No, we can.
So the borderline alcoholic here is you.
Yeah, I'm an adult and I know how to behave in public. Yeah, I can have one glass of wine. And me being Irish has nothing to do with the fact that I can only have one glass of wine.
No, but there is
100%, Jess. You come on here sounding like a child all the time. It
fucking helps. I have to be honest. Today's comments were beyond ridiculous.
Jeremy, would you not agree with that idiots like this who drink at 4 or 5 stupid o'clock in the morning don't help the stereotype of us being drunks?
No, in fairness, you don't. Like, if you can't get on a plane without going to the pub first, Kevin, what does that say?
But what point? What business is it?
Oh, okay, 100% can get on a plane without going to the pub first.
He doesn't want to.
And now, a point helps me.
Because you're an immature child.
Coming from you, bleeding, you're on the show every week, making fool of yourself. No, I said I'm a bit of a child at heart.
What's the difference?
You're an absolute trap. You know that?
Like, I'm not the one.
Why are you even on here talking about
on an airport? So.
Yeah, you're probably born in shape to sit around in the coffee shop.
What she said was, if you were listening to her, Kevin, what she says is when she gets on holiday, she does let loose and enjoy herself, yeah?
When I get to the destination.
When she gets to the destination.
So does is whatever you do, Jess, should we all mirror that?
Well, no, I'm not saying everyone has to mirror, but like, it's just, as me and Jeremy were saying, it's a bit sad and pathetic that you need to...
I would say that it's more sad and pathetic someone sitting there judging other people. Like, do you not have more going on in your life that you don't have to worry about other... Like, my life is boring. So boring. I've young kids. Yeah, but I don't go anywhere, okay, but don't sit judging.
This is where I'm going to...
Sit judging people.
Okay, but this is, this belief that the people who don't drink, the people that don't drink are actually sad, pathetic, and they're
nobody's
not fun.
Saying that.
You've been out on the night, night out with me, You know... when I get drinking, I will drink and I will have fun.
Oh, no, I don't think people don't want to drink. I know sober people who can have as much fun not drinking and they can be the best fun without having to drink in them. That's not the issue. The issue for me is people who sit judging other people. They're the issue. They're the red flags. They're weirdos.
Okay, we'll come tomorrow. You call us a sec. I have a question for you, Jess, from Sinead, if you want to answer this question. And she says, what would happen, ask Jess a question, what would happen if she got to her holiday destination at 4 o'clock in the morning? In other words, if you arrived, if you were going to, I don't know, Miami for holidays, and you arrived there at 4 o'clock in the morning, would you go to the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning on holidays?
No, I wait till a normal time because I'm not one of these people who thinks, oh, it's stupid o'clock in the morning, I need drink because everything revolves around alcohol.
Okay, but what is a normal time?
For me, it'd be 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening.
No earlier than that.
No.
Now, I would tend to agree. There's certain times that I think it is appropriate. And the last year when I was on holidays, parents away with their kids drinking booze by the pool at like 10 o'clock in the morning when the kids were in swimming. Like, you should be looking after your kids. You shouldn't be drinking by the bar. So even if
some people don't have that kind of mindset.
If Sue wanted to have a glass of wine at the bar, if you guys were heading off and it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, luckily...
Don't even say she doesn't want it. I know her, she won't. I'm asking hypothetically.
Luckily, can I call you Katie?
Yeah, well, that's my name.
Yeah, luckily, Katie. Worse. Luckily, Thank Katie, she's of the same belief that I am.
Yeah, but that's not what there's I asked not one you.
Time,
I asked
there's not one time when we've been going away on holidays and we've been in the airport where she
does
said...
Does she sit there judging people like you do?
No, she wouldn't. She'd give out to me for... She'd mind your own fucking
business.
She's not
business. A loser. But honestly, if she wanted to have a drink though, if she said, you know what, Jared, I'm feeling very adventurous today. I want to have a glass of wine.
So do you think I'm like Patrick Bergen in Sleeping with the Enemy, that I'm controlling her? No.
No, I'm asking, why would you judge her for it?
She wouldn't do that though. She's not, she can take or leave drink like I can. So can you. You're making it here that you're like Kerry Katona.
I said I don't drink before I fly because I'm a terrible flyer. It would not have a good impact on me. There would be literally a mid-flight emergency to turn around because I would freak out. I'd be trying to open the doors. But the point is that I don't drink, but it is other... Now I can't remember my train of thought. It is other That's people's business what they want to do. It's none of your damn business. Like, it's the judgmental shit that does my head in. Like, get a life. Think of something else. Get something else to focus on.
By the way, we'll go to the last call in
get
a second.
Get a ride.
Katie,
you need a ride.
That happens after holidays. Katie is going on about people being judgmental.
And I'm the most judgmental.
Yeah. Can I literally ask you to listen to about 1,000 podcasts of Opinions
I know,
Matter?
But I don't judge people for having fun.
You call people who are on the dole knit bags a couple of
times. No. That's people who are on the dole and will refuse to point blank work.
But you judge them. Don't judge.
They're flea bags.
Oh, flea bags.
Because they won't work.
So don't judge.
People who can work should work. Don't be scamming the system. If you can work and you don't work, then you're a flea bag.
Yep.
But that's besides the point. Those people are flea bags. We're talking about people having fun.
Judgmental. Okay. Who is this?
I can't remember.
Oh my God.
It's Anthony.
Oh, that's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Now, what do you want to say about this?
I think I'm hearing a lot of people arguing to and fro about the merits of drinking on your holidays and not drinking on your holidays.
No, it's not drinking. No. It's not drinking on your holidays. It's drinking before you even leave the city, in the airport.
That's when your holidays begin. But I'm on your side, so just hear me out.
Now he's going to hear you out.
Yes, I will.
That's fine. He's going to let you talk now because he wouldn't have the other way.
Thanks, Anthony. Go ahead.
Having a drink of alcohol is fine, all well and good. But the point everybody is missing is that you are getting onto an aircraft that's 20, 30, 35,000 feet up in the air. You're not on a bus that can stop at a whim. You're not on a Lewis. You're not in a hotel. You're in an aircraft, in a pressurized tube. You have to realize as well that when you're at altitude, the pressurized oxygen in the cabin, it's going to allow the alcohol to be far more potent in your
system.
So if you take 5 or 6 pints in the airport, when you get up to altitude, it's going to affect you more. People lose the run of themselves on aircraft.
I agree with you.
Aircraft can't just bang, land. That's why, I looked up before I took your call, the amount of planes that have had to be diverted from Ireland and the UK going to Spain, Tenerife, Ibiza, Lanzarote, all these kind of hotspot sun locations. The amount of planes that get diverted every week because of drunk and unruly passengers is absolutely ridiculous.
Now, let's put that to Katie, who won't, by the way, have the balls to give it, to argue with you. So,
If you can behave, as I said earlier, Jeremy is...
backtracking.
I'm actually not backtracking at all. I'm just going to repeat what I said earlier. It's not backtracking at all. So sit there, Mr. Smartass, and let me finish. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, thank you. You asked me a question, please.
Calm down, Katie.
Now I'm going to calm and breathe because you're pissing me off.
Yeah, go on.
If you can conduct yourself in a civilized manner, like most people can, like the majority of people can when they have a drink at the airport, then fine. Luckily, those kind of things where you hear the flight gets turned around because somebody is too pissed, they are more rare than they are for that people
have.
They're not, Katie.
Yes, they are.
Katie, Ryanair planes have had to be diverted January. February. I know. March,
okay.
April,
but the point is, you cannot. Okay, well then, if that's the case where someone's really drunk getting up to the gate, then, you know, stop them at the gate.
The problem is they're not being stopped at the gate because when the plane gets up to altitude, then the alcohol is hitting their system and they're in a lower pressurized atmosphere, the alcohol affects them even more.
I'm talking about a couple of pints at the airport. I'm not talking about, if we go back to the start of the conversation, I said nobody is saying it's okay for someone to be pissed. I'm talking about people having a couple of pints at 6 o'clock, 2 or 3 pints. I'm not talking about people knocking back vodka straight.
Then the caller who suggested that when you check in, you should have to scan each boarding pass at the bar, maximum 3 pints.
Fair play to you.
Well, I would agree with a maximum 2 or 3 pints, but I don't think we can force people either. We're not a nanny state.
Thank you, Anthony. It's great to hear Katie squirm. I love when Katie backtracks.
I haven't squirmed at all, you loser. I literally haven't squirmed at all.
Here is, you completely backtracked.
I haven't backtracked. It's what I said earlier. If you can behave yourself, then what is the issue with someone having a drink? I didn't backtrack at all.
Drive me to
you
drink.
Always do this.
Here's Sean.
You say I backtrack when I didn't ever backtrack. Yeah. I did not backtrack at all.
You can't do it. Here's Sean.
Why do you do this all the time? Then you make out that I've been, vindicated. You don't vindicate. No, you're not vindicated. You're a pleb.
Here, Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. I think it only becomes a problem when these people become violent or anything like that on a flight. Someone's having 2, 3 pints, 4 pints before getting on a plane. So fucking what? Jeremy, take your head out of your fucking arse. Let people, like, if someone wants to enjoy themselves before getting on a plane, fucking let them. It's none of your business. You need to go out and empty your fucking ball bag, you do. You're such a moany bitch. You're a fucking clown.
Oh, well.
Go on, have a good one.
I love the way he says empty your ball bag and have a good one.
You need a good ride.
Well,
seriously.
Well satisfied.
Get rid of the Kleenex and...
What was that noise?
Go and get rid of the Kleenex and go human contact, Jeremy. You need a bit of a... You need a hug, pet. Do you want a hug?
I'd rather hug an orangutan.
There is something I want to address after this podcast ends today.
Okay, so for those of you who are listening to this podcast, you won't have a clue what she's talking about.
Well, come back maybe tomorrow because it definitely is a topic for tomorrow.
Okay.
Something I'm going to address right now on this show.
Okay.
Something very serious.
I think the thing about boarding, scanning the boarding cards, by the way, I don't think that would work. So supposing you and I were going on holidays. I'd need literally to be sedated. I'd need to be sedated for the entire
thing. Oh, I need to give you the box of my Valium.
Yeah. No, but supposing you were a drinker and I wasn't a drinker, I could use that's never going to work. As I said, every single pair, by the way, for those of you for the last hour who've been giving out about me being judgmental, yeah? Every single one of you who's either a caller or a listener to this podcast, and that's what I love about you guys and what you love about us. We are all the most judgmental fuckers ever. That's what makes this podcast work. If we weren't judgmental, and I hate when we put a topic up on Facebook to talk about and someone says, each to their own.
Oh, yeah.
Each to their own.
Depends on the person. Fuck off, it doesn't depend on the person.
Each to their own. They're not hurting anybody. Each to their own. We love this podcast, and this podcast is so popular because you guys are opinionated. And
Aaron says, Jer and Katie are like an old couple arguing.
By the way, you know couples that don't have sex. Jack and Vera.
I'd say they were...
Okay, let's not get into it. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. Don't forget, if you want to subscribe, there's about 800 other episodes of Opinions Matter on our Spotify playlist. So go on to Spotify, do a search for Opinions Matter. This podcast will come up. Just click the bell.
Ding!
There you go. Click the bell and subscribe, and you will get a notification every single day that we upload another podcast. And there's some great topics up there, including topics where Katie backtracks after saying
well,
something.
Well, I've never backtracked. Honey, if I believe something, I believe it. You better believe I believe it.
Maybe don't subscribe after all. Okay, thanks. Talk to you soon on the next one. Bye-bye.